from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Dolphins have been very clear they want to pay Tua Tagovailoa. The question is, what is fair market value? And that's a moving bar, because a couple of weeks ago, it would have been easy to argue that, hey, we don't know that he's worth the money that the Bengals are paying Joe Burrow, which is $55 million a year on average. But then Trevor Lawrence comes along and he gets $55 million a year on average. And so when that happens, the market shifts. And so the Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa are now left to figure out what is the proper value for a quarterback of his abilities.
Adam Schefter from the final week of June on what's going on with Tua and his contract right now. Morning, it's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off. 803-0550 is the phone number. 19 days from Bills training camp at St. John Fisher. And development camp is over for the Sabres, so hockey, we're in vacation mode, unless the Sabres decide to do something. I did see the video that Channel 2 put out of a fan at development camp screaming, "Make a trade, Kevin," at Kevin Adams. So the fans are definitely wanting to feel. Definitely wanting something. I got some thoughts on the Sabres to get to in a little bit. And we'll have Paul coming up in about 20 minutes here on WGR. On Tua, though, for a moment. He is the thing I am most interested in league-wide. Between now and camp especially, but even the preseason, start of the season. Camp, though. Like, my number one camp storyline in the league is Tua is still unsigned. And could it get ugly? Where I stand on Tua is where I've always really stood on Tua. I've tried to never really waver from this. I just don't think he has the arm talent to be a successful or championship-winning quarterback in the NFL. I just don't think he has it. He doesn't have the athleticism to do it. He doesn't have the size to do it. He's very accurate. And he's very good at decision-making. But you can't throw the ball far. You can't throw the ball. You can't zip it to the sidelines. You know, you can't scramble away from pressure. So I've got a very... It's amazing to me, actually. Like, I don't know how he got here. It's amazing to me he got picked fifth overall. And I'll say it, I got sucked in on that. Like, I definitely, when Tua came into the league, is not where I am on him now. I once wrote a story on our website. Let me find what the exact headline was. In probably 2019, is that when he was drafted? Yeah. Here it is. I wrote on our website, WGR550.com, May 19th, 2020. So during the COVID shutdown. Tua Tagovailoa, this is before he had played a snap. Tua Tagovailoa is the Bills' biggest threat in the AFC East. I once stood there on that spot. Because when he was coming out of Alabama, it was, oh, this guy is, I don't know if he was at prodigy level, but he had won the national championship with that epic clutch throw at the end. And that was a downfield pass. And at Alabama, it looked like he had everything. It looked like he had the talent. It looked like he had the athleticism. It looked like he had enough arm strength. He wasn't like big cannon Allen arm. But it didn't look like he couldn't throw the ball deep or fast. And I do really wonder, not even really, like I think it's almost indisputable at this point, that major reconstructive hip surgery that he had to have before entering the NFL. He got injured and ended his college career, that hip surgery, and he then entered the NFL right after it. It's one of two things, or it's both. His hip really took on some damage, or we were just thinking he was really athletic because he was playing in college. And in college, you're going to look more athletic than you are in the NFL because in the NFL, the athletes are better. So maybe a combination of the two. Either way, we're at a point now where he is the most Aaron Rodgers, never mind. I almost called him the most accomplished quarterback outside of Allen. He's not. Rodgers is. But Tua, you know, you could say he's still their, I guess you could still say he's their biggest threat. You know, I guess how wrong was I also? I mean, I was very wrong on why they would be the biggest threat. But hasn't he kind of been their biggest threat for at least 2 years here? He has been. But that hip injury, he just doesn't have the zip. I think more and more you're seeing breakdowns of the Miami offense, which is, I know he's the quarterback of it. I'm super impressed by the Miami offense. But in part, one of the reasons I'm so impressed by it is I feel like they overcome their limitations at quarterback a lot. And more I do see breakdowns that is kind of how it is. That Mike McDaniel has to limit himself to certain route concepts, to certain areas of the field, because his quarterback can't make all the throws. He also has to limit himself to certain areas of the field and route concepts because the ball's got to come out fast. McDaniel, I saw this from, I think it was Steven Ruiz that had this, that when you look at the Dolphins' offense, there are certain things that like the Niners can do. The Niners are often compared to Miami, stylistically. McDaniel came from Shanahan and the Niners, right? So there are a lot of similarities. Pre-snap motion is something that is very similar between the two. But one thing that I saw that is very different between those two offenses is the volume of late developing plays that the Niners can execute. The Niners can say, hey, we're going to run this route with Ayuk, but because he's kind of got to go left and then run back to the right on a deep post, for instance, just something that takes a little bit longer to develop. The Niners can say, okay, well, we're gonna hold up. We've got Trent Williams at left tackle. You know, we've got a quarterback that's, you know, been pretty sturdy through a couple of years, and we're not afraid to get hit. But we've got a really good offensive line. We've got a quarterback that could stand back there. And Purdy's also proven himself a little capable to extend plays if he needs to. So the Niners can say, all right, this play might take an extra second and a half, 2 seconds, but we can afford that. We can pull that off. Whereas McDaniel, because of Tua's injury history, and because they basically play afraid of him getting hit, all of those late developing plays, he just has to tear the page right out of the playbook. You can't afford to do it. You can't afford for him to stand back there. One, your line's not as good as like the Niners for comparison, and two, your quarterback is maybe as much as anybody in the league one hit away from going down because he's light and he's been banged up for years. That hip that I mentioned at Alabama, he's had wrist injuries, he's had broken thumbs, he's had, of course, all the concussions that he's had. Like, you just can't afford to have him be touched. So his limitation as a passer, as with arm strength, his limitation as a runner, his limitation where you can't afford for him to get hit, the fact that McDaniel is able to build an elite offense around all of that is actually incredible. To me, it is, at least. Not everything's working against him. I do understand that. He's got two of the best. He's probably got the best receiver combo in football. So he's got that going for him. He's got Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. He's not bereft of help to build a good offense in Miami. But it's still kind of incredible that all of those things are just kind of off the table, and they still have this offense that is very, very, very good. How much, though, of that success is Tua? Just, I don't think he's a bad quarterback, but I just think he's so severely limited, and he really caps your team. You know, like that Chief playoff game last year, man, did he look bad. And I'm sure I said this the day after. Might be a forgotten play. It almost definitely is a forgotten play. I think they might have been down 9 at the time, which is another reason why it would be forgotten. But I think, I'll look up the specifics, but I'm pretty sure it was a 9-point game in the final minutes of that Chief-Dolphins playoff game that was on Peacock. That was like 0 degrees, maybe even under 0. And Tua had a 4th and long. Game's almost over. Season is about to end. You're down 2 scores, but you've got the ball, and there's a couple of minutes left. And Tua, on like a 4th and 10 or more, dumps the ball off, checks it down underneath. Guy gets tackled 10 yards away from the sticks. Game over. Season over. Here comes Mahomes to kneel the football. And if I'm a coach, if I'm a team, I think I watch that play and I don't think this is an overreaction. In that moment, I would think you are never throwing a pass for me again. See, Josh Allen, you know, would never, ever do that. Season ends and again, your odds of winning are still like 2-3%. I'm understanding that you probably weren't going to win the game anyway. But you've got the ball, and if the play goes incomplete, season's officially over. You give up? Or do you chuck the ball deep? Take a jump ball. Do anything. Anything other than what he did.
If you look at the play-by-play of the last 4 plays of that game.
Yeah.
The Dolphins get the ball on their own 43 with a minute 08 left. A pass completed short,
minute
quote 08. Unquote.
Was it a 9-point game?
It was 26-7 at this point.
26. It's a 19-point game. I guess that makes it even.
Yeah.
All right, but go ahead.
So he passes it to Achan for an 11-yard gain.
Okay.
Cool, he got the first down. 43 seconds left. Pass incomplete short. For the next play, 39 seconds left. Pass complete short, but River Craycraft extends it to 14 yards. You're now on Kansas City's 32 with 17 seconds left, and you throw a 3-yard pass.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Pass to a tight end.
Okay.
Like, again, it's you're down 19 with 17 seconds left. But still,
I wonder if it's the previous drive then.
It definitely is.
I don't remember it being like that late in the game. I thought I remember there being a few minutes left.
I'm looking at it right now. If you look at the drive beforehand,
yeah,
the last three passes before, well, I guess the last four passes, but the three passes before the final one were all short, considered short passes, and the last one's probably a deep bomb for Tyreek Hill that was incomplete.
Okay. Yeah, here. I'm gonna pull it up real quick. Here it is. I think this is the play. No, I guess not. I guess I don't know what play I'm thinking of. I know there's a play, though, that comes to mind for this. This might be it. Yeah, here, I got it. Okay. 6:27 remaining. It's 26-7, so it's a 19-point game. So, okay, three-score game. Maybe I shouldn't pick on them too much for this, but whatever. You got 6.5 minutes left, and it's a playoff game, and you're in Kansas City, and, like, come on, man. Like, let's go. Let's go. Let's go make history. Let's take a swing here, right? 4th and 16 was the play at the Kansas City 31, and Tua dumped it off to Cedric Wilson, who got 9 yards and came up 7 yards short. That was the play I'm thinking of. Okay, he was down 19, not 9, but still, six and a half minutes left. It's 4th and 16. You just dump it off? I'd rather go to the sideline, get my big coat on.
Mind you, the play before that was a -6-yard play.
Yeah.
And a pass to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. So, anyways, like the point here, I don't even need this for the point. I want to include it because I can't imagine believing in a quarterback that's willing to make that pass, even if the game's already over. Seemingly over. You can't. What a joke. Josh Dobbs did that a couple years ago, and I remember saying the same thing about him. He, like, playoff game berth on the line, Tennessee, dumped it off on 4th down, nowhere near the sticks. Was it Trent Edwards that ran out of bounds on a 4th down? Was it Bledsoe? Well, Bills quarterback did that back in the day, too, during the drought. Just that is one of the most, for me personally, when you give up in any situation like that, I don't care what the score is. You give up when it's 4th down and you're going to the sidelines if you don't get it, or your season's over if you don't get it. Come on, man. You got to make an effort. One of the most offensive things a quarterback can do is that for me. And again, I don't even need that. Tua is limited. And McDaniel, to me, is a genius. I think he's one of the great young play callers in football. I don't even think it's debatable. He is in that conversation. How do you pay Tua if you're Miami? I'm rooting for them too. I think it would be so dumb if they decide to give him $55 million. That's the Goff contract. The Jared Goff contract is $55 million. Here's why I think that's going to get ugly. And while we're going to be at St. John Fisher, and we're going to be hyper-focusing on Keon Coleman and the Bills receivers, and, you know, we'll have an interesting training camp here, but it's not going to be divisive. It's not going to be, you know, the most polarizing thing you've ever seen. Like, it'll be an interesting, curiosity-filled training camp for the Bills. Miami, I wonder if it's ugly. I wonder if it gets ugly. Tua doesn't strike me as the type of person to want to make it ugly, but he's made some comments recently that make me think he could do it, that he might be open to that. Here's his side of it. And this is where I really think the two sides could, you know, kind of start going at it. Tua, Miami should, again, on Miami, they should not want to pay him. They should know that he's limited. McDaniel should know that he's limited, and they should not want to give him the $55 million a year contract. And it kind of seems like they know that. But then go to Tua's side of things. This is where I think it could get ugly. Tua has been, I think fairly, but whatever, it's still true. Tua's been one of the most heavily criticized quarterbacks in football. For really his entire career in Miami, he has been one of the most highly criticized quarterbacks in the league. And he is someone that says that he doesn't listen to the noise, but then he will specifically reference the noise, things that people are saying. So I kind of think he does listen to it, or he does hear it, because he has referenced things that people have said about him. Specific things. So I think he hears it. And what has he heard from his head coach and his organization for the last 2 years? Ever since they tried to replace him. They tried to replace him. The owner tried to replace him. Stephen Ross wanted to replace him. Desperate to win. He's in his 80s. He's been the owner for a little over a decade, and he's never won anything. And he's in his 80s, and he's desperate to win. I got to win now. Come on. While I'm still breathing, let's win this thing. And he hasn't. So you can see why he was acting desperate going and getting, trying to get Tom Brady. They got fined a first-round pick because Stephen Ross met with Brady on a boat. Tried to replace Tua with Brady. After Tua's first year, he tried to do that. Then he tries to replace him with Deshaun Watson. Flew to Houston to convince Watson before a trade deadline to settle his sexual misconduct lawsuits so that they could trade for him. That was the second time they tried to replace Tua. And that's not even counting all the times in his rookie year where they put Ryan Fitzpatrick in instead of him. That might have been more coaching. But whatever. For 2 years, Miami looked like they didn't believe in him. And for 4 years, the world has told Tua, we don't believe in you. In comes Mike McDaniel. And for 2 years, the messaging from McDaniel, from Chris Greer, from the Dolphins, more so than his first 2 years, was, hey man, we believe in you. You're the guy. You are one of the best quarterbacks. You're talented. You have got what it takes. And you're our quarterback. That's been the messaging from the Dolphins to Tua for 2 years. And if you're Tua, you probably believe them, right? They've done everything for you. They brought you Tyreek Hill. They designed an offense specifically for you, where it's built around quick passing game, you not taking hits, and certain passing concepts that work better for you than others. If you're ever going deep, it's deep middle. You know, it's these quick crossers, guys running wide open. Everything we've built for you. Well, now it's time to really show him what you think of him. If you're Tua, now it's time for you to really show me what you think. What do you really think of me, Miami? What does my own team really truly think of me? And if they are in those meetings refusing to give him the money that Jared Goff got in Detroit, that Trevor Lawrence got in Jacksonville, who, if I'm Tua, I'm thinking, you're not willing to give me what those guys got? Those guys are not, that's not Mahomes over there getting that. That's not Josh Allen getting $55 million. It's Jared Goff, and it's Trevor Lawrence. Goff's accomplished more. Goff's been to a Super Bowl. Goff just made the NFC Championship game. He's won playoff games. Lawrence, though, is like, what has that guy done that I haven't done? I led the league in passing. What is he? He's been kind of a disappointment. I led the league in passing. You told me the one thing I needed to prove, the one thing everyone said I needed to prove was I could stay healthy for a full season, and I just played 17 games. Led the league in passing, played a full season, didn't get injured while the rest of the league was getting injured at quarterback. If I'm Tua, I'm sitting in that meeting right now with Miami as they don't want to pay me Trevor Lawrence money. And I'm saying to them, oh, you don't believe in me. You really don't believe in me, huh? All along. You don't. You just wanted, you for 2 years, you on a rookie contract, you're good with me. But you don't actually believe in me. That would be my attitude if I'm Tua right now. And he kind of talks like that might be in there. That might be what's going on a little bit. Maybe they sign, you know, the way this goes. This is the maybe the curse of me this week. I talked about the Sabres getting Tarasenko on Wednesday, and then an hour later, he signed with another team. I just went through 25 minutes talking about Tua and his whole contract dispute and how I think it could get ugly, and he might sign in 10 minutes. Maybe I jinxed it. But the way I see the whole thing going right now, his career, how it's gone, how Miami's treated him to this point, the coach's role in all of this, his limitations, the guys that have been paid, if you put it all together, if you put that whole puzzle together, I think what it might look like is the ugliest contract dispute that we'll have in the league. The only thing that is holding me back from wanting to go all in with, oh man, it's going to be bad, it's going to be contentious, is Tua's character. He's not someone where you might just predict he's going to... He's a quiet guy. You know? He's a quiet guy. He got mad when people found out he got married. He got married, and it got reported on, and he was like upset about it. Like, he has a very private life. Not on social media, you know. Never gets into it with teammates, never says anything bad in the media. Like, he's the type of person where it doesn't feel like he would make it ugly, but I think all the reasons are there for him to do it. 803-0550 is the phone number. Paul Hamilton, when we come back, development camp wrapping up yesterday with the 3-on-3 tournament. We'll check in on Konstantelis, how he did. Sounds like the reviews were pretty good, but we'll get Paul on that, and whether there's anything left to do, what's still out there for the Sabres to get accomplished. That's when we come back. Paul Hamilton, and then we'll have Nick Mendola coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get some U.S. soccer rants and takes coming up in about an hour. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.